It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, January 23rd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, fiery but mostly peaceful. You remember the way the corporate media covered the summer of protests following the death of George Floyd a couple of years ago? They're kind of doing it again. Violent protest riots by members of Antifa, bringing back memories of 2020 and 2021 in Atlanta. These attacks triggered after Antifa members allegedly fired on police officers when those officers entered an autonomous zone at the site of the future $90 million Atlanta Public Safety Training Center. This was a clearing operation by police Wednesday evening. Things got violent. One officer was injured in the exchange. One Antifa protester was killed. And in response, Antifa blamed Atlanta police and called for a night of rage. And of course, CNN, based in Atlanta, now saying, we can't really use the word violent to describe this protest. Why? Well, because they kind of agree with the politics of those who are doing the protesting, contrary to the way the January 6th riot at the United States Capitol was covered. The contrast, obvious, but as I've said here before, liberals don't care about hypocrisy unless the hypocrisy threatens the hierarchy, which is what matters. We are not at the top of the hierarchy in their minds, but when the hypocrisy starts generating political blowback, that's when things begin to change. And that leads to topic number 4, yet more documents. The FBI found more classified documents at the Wilmington, Delaware home of President Joe Biden. This was during a consensual search Friday that lasted nearly 13 hours. This was the fourth time since November that classified records or materials been found at a private address of Joe Biden. Now, remember, again, this dates to his time as vice president 6 years ago. Some of these documents date from his time in the Senate. And remember, he left the Senate in 2012, 10 years ago. When he became vice president under Barack Obama. So he has not been the vice president in 14 years. And yet these documents are turning up at various locations. Now, White House officials, according to the New York Times, reportedly suspicious about how information about these classified documents was leaked to the press, because apparently only a select group of insiders at the White House knew about this violation, and they had agreed to hide the scandal. This information was limited to a close circle of 8 of Joe Biden's confidants, advisors, and White House officials. And apparently this was approved by the Justice Department. Well, he didn't really mean any harm by it, so sure, we'll let your personal attorneys go and search for those documents, even though they don't have top secret clearance, meaning they can't even look at the documents if they find them. Why the Justice Department allowed this, we don't know. How the original set of documents were found at the office used by Biden after his time in the White House as vice president, still unknown. And why it took 68 days from the discovery of that material the day before the midterm election through last week Monday, when this information was leaked to CBS News, again, we don't know. But there are those around the president who are beginning to think that somebody is out to get him. According to the New York Times, there's suspicion inside the White House about how this scandal became public knowledge, because it had been kept tightly under wraps by those very close in Joe Biden's inner circle, despite the claims of transparency and cooperation that we're hearing from the president's spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre. The president's senior advisor, Anita Dunn, according to the New York Times, originally adamant, their word, about hiding this disaster from the press because, quote, the only thing that would create legal exposure would be drawing public attention to it, end quote. If a crime is committed in the forest and nobody hears it, is it really a crime? I guess that's the legal principle at work here. The plot to keep this concealed from the public was fueled because aides were concerned that the act of publicizing the discovery of this documents would create a political furor that would force the Attorney General to appoint a special counsel. Yes, as we said last week, especially because Attorney General Merrick Garland had appointed a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump for essentially the same kind of thing anyway. once he did that, he was kind of forced here. So, in other words, the hypocrisy of criticizing Donald Trump's handling of classified documents was fine until it became public, at which time it became a political liability. As I said, it's all about hierarchy, not hypocrisy, unless the hypocrisy threatens the hierarchy, the political consequences. Topic number three, fire Dungy. That is the cry coming from the progressives in media. And whenever I use that term, please assume that there are air quotes around it, because there's nothing progressive about their worldview. It is regressive. I mean, literally, like taking us back to ancient Mesopotamia. But I digress. Tony Dungy, first African-American coach to lead a team to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl. I even forgive him for defeating my Chicago Bears. But he's in the Hall of Fame. So he's tough to deplatform because he's highly regarded as a football coach and as a man. But he dared to speak publicly as a religious conservative. Speaking last week, or over the weekend, I should say, at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Now, people were calling for him to be fired by NBC Sports even before he spoke at the rally. He had made a comment on Twitter last week that was not well informed, but he deleted it and apologized for it. But then, in the eyes of progressives, he doubled down on this by speaking at the pro-life rally and mentioning the recent medical emergency suffered by Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills player who collapsed on the field in that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Quote, an unbelievable thing happened that night. A professional football game with millions of dollars of ticket money and advertising money on the line, that game was canceled. Why? Because a life was at stake and people wanted to see that life saved. Even people who are not necessarily religious, got together and called on God. That's exactly why we are here today, again, addressing the March for Life. Well, for those who, whether knowingly or not, are in thrall to the dark god Molech and the sacrifice of tens of millions of children each year around the planet, this is unacceptable. A round of outrage has been propagating throughout social media from the left, demanding that he be fired for daring to speak as a Christian man in support of the defense of defenseless life. Again, liberals do not care about hypocrisy, even going so far as to be racist in calling for his dismissal. A political analyst with Sirius XM, Amisha Cross, saying basically, in the culture wars, I'll give it to Republicans, they always find a black man to carry the water, end quote. That is racist. But liberals don't care about hypocrisy, only hierarchy. And unless the hypocrisy creates political blowback to threaten the hierarchy, they will keep on. Topic number two, David in Moab. Another case of archaeology being cool. Researchers at the Louvre in France, in Paris, have confirmed that the text on the ancient inscription called the Moabite Stone does, in fact, refer to the King David of the Bible. It's also called the Misha Stela, Misha the King of Moab in the days of King Jehoshaphat of Judah. This dates back to about 840 BC. It was found in 1868, fragmented, broken into pieces, as after it had been discovered, it became known by the people living in the region that archaeologists were willing to pay good money for artifacts. And if you broke them up into pieces, you could probably get more. Sort of the same principle behind cutting up a car for its parts. Anyway, archaeologists made a papier-mâché squeeze of the text, hard to read, but using new technology, they have confirmed references on the text, on the stone, to the house of David and the altar of David. Once again, proving that archaeology is cool and that the Bible's an accurate historical record. Coming up, heartwarming story about the police and a 5-year-old boy who'd lost his father. That's next on 5 and 10.
Music, movies, lights, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone Special Offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. Discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. Also included in the Pat Boone Special Offer, the Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion 3-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items sold separately hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone Special Offer, available now.
Item number one today, one of the stories we don't hear often enough about law enforcement officers. Police in England surprised a 5-year-old boy whose father had tragically passed away last year, letting him lead a motorcycle squad in official uniform. Harry Farrell was only 4 when his father, 39-year-old footballer, or soccer player for us Americans, died at the age of 39 last May. He'd played previously for Carlisle United, left behind his stepdaughter and former partner, Emma Overton, who was amazed at how well Harry dealt with his father's death. Well, for Christmas, Harry received a miniature police bike, and video of Harry on his miniature police bike scooting around the town of Durham were seen by PC Phil Skevington. He's from Durham's Constabulary Motorcycle Section. So after hearing about his story and seeing the video, got a group of fellow officers together. They rode around the town with Harry leading the police officers wearing a miniature police uniform. Video has been posted by Durham's Roads and Armed Policing Division. Young man looked very proud. And his mother Emma now says that Harry wants to be a police officer when he grows up. Skywatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness continues, but it's only going to be on the web for another couple of weeks. You can sign up through February 4th, and if you've not already signed up as an incentive, we're now offering a 10% discount if you use the promo code DARKLASTCHANCE. One word, DARKLASTCHANCE, will take 10% off. Gets you 24 cutting-edge presentations, plus, as a free bonus, 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. Take advantage of it now. You can find out more and sign up. Get instant access and access for 90 days at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Pat Boone, author of a number of books throughout his long career and storied career, has another, this one published by Defender Publishing. It's called If. If. It's about the greatest question that all of us will be called upon to answer one day. Pat explains it to the Skywatch investigative team, Joe Horn and the rest of the crew. Watch that program now at skywatchtv.com. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program, if you watch it on one of our network affiliates, skywatchtv.com/channels for the schedule. You can also watch it on Roku or Apple TV right now. Just add the Skywatch TV channel or app to your set-top box, or bring us into your smartphone or tablet. Skywatch TV's app is free, and it is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Get you all of our video content, important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. Again, it is free. You'll find links to the app stores for the device, for your device, that is, at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching. as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.